Thanks for tuning in to Stocks of the Hour. I'm Abby Phillips. EM Vision, a company that develops medical imaging technology, has announced they have been awarded a $2.5 million non-dilutive grant from the New South Wales Medical Devices Fund. The fund is a program that supports local innovation alongside seeking advice to increase the uptake of NSW medical devices. We heard from EM Vision's Executive Director, Scott Kirkland, this morning.
This funding will greatly support our clinical trials, which are commencing this month. So for this quarter, we've received $2 million via our Modern Manufacturing Initiative grant, non-dilutive grant, $1.2 via our Australian Stroke Alliance collaboration. We're expecting a $2.5 million R&D rebate, and then this further $2.5 million take us to a bit over $8 million, $8.2 million non-dilutive inflows for this quarter, which is consistent with our non-dilutive funding strategy.
Shares are trading 6.9% higher at $1.70. Venture Minerals announced the discovery of very high-grade REE surface mineralization at the Vulcan prospect within the Golden Grove North project. The results show a 12.5% REE mineralization at the project. We spoke with Venture's Managing Director, Andrew Radonijic, today.
The higher-grade praseodymium and neodymium results certainly gives us a brand new target, and that adds that to our Mount Lindsay project, which we just found some rare earths the other day. So I suppose that's testament to the fantastic sort of ground or projects we've picked up around Australia. So we're looking forward to testing those targets in the very near future.
Shares are trading 27.3% higher at 3 cents. Trek Metals has signed a heads of agreement with Strike Energy. The agreement forms part of a regional exploration initiative under which Trek has been assessing an exploration tenure in WA where there may be an opportunity to explore for lithium in brines. In response, Trek Metals CEO Derek Marshall stated, "Under the agreement, should Strike drill the future State 1 well, Trek only bears the cost of undertaking the lithium brine analysis, providing a very low cost and potential future risk-free business growth opportunity." Shares are trading 8.3% higher at 10 cents.